Blog Talk Radio.
It's Master Legend here, giving you a little more sample of one of my favorite bands, Manowar, and that song was called Born in a Grave. And if any of you know my story of, well, one of my many stories of how I was trapped in the mausoleum and made the wish on the voodoo queen's grave, and then I busted my way out of the mausoleum when I was trapped inside of there, well, I guess that was kind of how I was born in the grave. Well, anyway, I already see some callers, so I'm going to go ahead and answer the calls and see who's there. I'm sure. All right. Let's see. Who do we have here at 828?
That's me, okay. The Silver Eagle.
It's Silver Eagle. All right. I'm glad you're here, Silver Eagle. I tried to make the show earlier. Because I know a good church-going woman like you has to go to church a little later on today. And so I went ahead and I did that. And I couldn't get in touch with Wildcat. But, well, tomorrow I'll do the show again. She's used to doing the Sunday show. And then I'm going to answer the next call. But just hold on for a second because I haven't heard from Silver Eagle in a while. What's the latest news, Silver Eagle?
Just a lot of different things. I'm working on getting some stuff at work that's going on dealt with. There's a lot of, I believe I messaged you about part of it on Facebook. There's some nurses there. I work in a nursing home, for those of you who don't know, and I'm a CNA, certified nursing assistant like me, that that have been doing some stuff that's not so, not the best thing to do, shall we say, and it's gotten to the point where it's not just something I can just ignore. I've reported it to the state, and I'm going to see about if there's any local news outlets that will cover it. So
I know you've been telling me about the evils that have been going on in that nursing home, and you know what? A lot of evils go on in these nursing homes all the time that people don't know about. And they take advantage of these old people, and they hurt them and everything. My grandma, my good old grandma, they had this lady that was slamming her foot against the door so much that it, and they wouldn't treat her, that it wound up giving her gangrene on her foot and all, and they wound up, and they cut off part of her leg, and then it wasn't good enough because it spread so far, and then they had to cut up another part of her leg. I mean, the stuff that, and then they had to cut off the other leg, too, because of the stuff that goes on. These people don't understand. A lot of people don't know what goes on behind those closed doors.
Yeah, this is stuff like the one of the nurses said that they were giving on paper that they were giving medicines that they actually weren't, and the residents were supposed to have them, and then there's certain ones that are diabetics that are supposed to be tested with those little blood tester strips every so often, and they were this nurse and another nurse were testing themselves and putting down wrong numbers in the charts that they were recording their stuff on, and there's also it's also these two, one of them is on again off again lesbian, and then the other one is a full-time lesbian, and then there's the CNA I mentioned is a also full-time lesbian, and those three would disappear into an empty residence room that that nobody was living in at the time, and take self pictures of themselves cuddling on the beds and posted on Instagram, and also taking pictures of the residents and posting it on Instagram, which, if you know anything about privacy laws, it's highly illegal to put pictures of residents on any sort of social media without some serious special permission.
Yes. Well, the weird stuff that people do, we can go on for hours talking about all these crazy things that people do. I just, like with my old friend that died in Pensacola, those healthcare workers and them people that were nurses supposed to look after him, they were handing him an aspirin and saying that this is your Oxycontin or whatever it was, and he didn't know any better, and they were taking and selling his pills on and on. He was like, oh, I'm in so much pain, I don't know why. Oh, and then, yeah, of course we know why. I figured it out. That's how come I got them all ran off, because they were there taking his, what was there's so many weird pills, I don't know, there's ones they shot up and all, I can't even remember off the top of my head, but it's one of those pills that people shoot up, and I can't remember it, but anyway, though, they were taking those pills and then handing him an aspirin and something, or a heartburn pill, and he didn't know what was going on, and so you know, and they were selling them, and then they got him on that crack rock. You know, there's people don't realize out there. They you know, everybody out there, you got to keep an eye. Go and visit your relatives at the old folks' home, the ones that are in home with the in-home nurses and all, check up and see what's going on, because if you're not looking, There's a lot of people that monopolize and take advantage of these people in that situation.
Yeah, and there's also a couple of other things going on. The nurse that was saying on paper that she had given the pills when she hadn't, that was just pure laziness, that she didn't want to do the work. She was promoted after she was caught to be over all the CNAs, where she could hire and fire at will. And one of the concerned nurses reported it to management. And in response to that, management promoted the nurse again, putting her over the all the nurses, where she could hire and fire them at will as well, and over scheduling, so she could determine your schedule and who works with who and who works what halls and all that, and who gets vacations and who doesn't. And then you also, the other nurse that helped her with the pricking fingers and all that, and who also disappeared with her into the room and posted the pictures of them cuddling on Instagram. That nurse, just yesterday, it was announced, became the new DON, Director of Nursing. So it's not just the mid-level people that are corrupt. It's the management. And And also, there's a couple other things in the Alzheimer's unit, which is where I work sometimes these days and a lot previously. It's a lot of the outlet covers are warped in that facility because they're so old, they've just warped over time. And coming out from one of the outlets in the dining area in the Alzheimer's unit, which is a special locked unit. It's got its own dining room. One of the outlets there, coming out of it, was some black colored mold. And according to the cleaning lady, this is not the first time that she's seen this happen. And it's I've also learned it's probably in other parts of the facilities as well. And if you know anything about home improvement shows and on TV and all that, or have worked with that sort of stuff, you know that if it's seeping out of the outlets, it's probably all in the walls.
Yes, that's right. And it's dangerous stuff. It's very dangerous and stuff that makes people deathly sick.
Yeah, and another thing, that same room also has its own thermostat, a cream-colored plastic box on the wall that's locked, and nobody seems to know who sets the temperature in that thing, and nobody knows who has the key. Well, for about a week or so, a little while back, the temperature was freezing in there. I mean, the residents were cuddled up in their blankets and thick winter coats and complaining about the cold. And even the hot-blooded employees were like, "We're cold." So it was, and there were people on that hall at the time that had pneumonia and double pneumonia. So, and we couldn't do anything about it because we didn't have the key to the temperature regulator. It's just ridiculous.
It just goes to show you, and that these people that get put in these high places of control, just like with the cops and all, and other people in positions, high positions, are some usually corrupt people. I don't know why they get put in those positions, but they're corrupt and they're evil, and they're the ones that's going to be in charge. I just don't understand it. You know, this, I guess maybe that's because there's so many people in the world that fall for the con man, the con woman. You know, they fall for that stuff, and all they just believe that. Oh well, you know, they talk a good game, and they believe them, and they have. You see all the child molesters, the people they were the guy, and he was the principal of the school, the police captains or whatever, and the priest and stuff like that. All these people, they seem to be up to some no good. I guess that's why they strive for these positions of power, and then they're going to freeze the people. I know why they do that now, because they do that to the criminals, well, actually not criminals. Some are criminals, but most people are just prisoners in jail. They're not proven guilty, but they're still treated guilty until they're finally, maybe they can afford a good lawyer. But anyway, let's go ahead and answer my friend here. I'm pretty sure it's Captain Kirk, and we'll answer his call, because we only got a little bit of time on the show, and we'll hear from him, and I'm sure he's got something to say. Okay, should be on.
Captain on deck. Captain on deck. Okay. How you doing, Master Legend?
Have you heard what Silver Eagle was talking about?
Yeah, I've been listening the whole show. Definitely interesting conversation. It's hard to say, man. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes in not just nursing homes, but all sorts of medical places. Let me tell you, I mean, you know my situation. You know that I've a lot of time dealing with doctors and medical things. And it's not just it is more common in that, you know, senior living facility situation, but it happens in other places as well.
You know, oh, yeah, just like it's a battery.
Yeah, it's, and it's, you know,
everywhere.
It is a really big problem. I've seen it, you know, where like I remember one of the last times that I was admitted to the hospital for treatment for my epilepsy. There was a guy that was in the room next to me that had I was on the neuro floor of our local hospital here in Orlando, and there was a guy that had, I guess, end stage Alzheimer's. And didn't know where he was, didn't know where his family was, and all this sort of thing. And it was just sad because the nurses tried to take care of him. But, you know, being that he had nobody there who actually knew who he was just kind of lost, you know. And I find that to be the real injustice for people like that, you know, who don't really have a voice and they're just kind of lost in a void.
Yes, that's why I was saying, you know, if, to the super friends out there, if you have a relative or know somebody in any type of medical situation or being looked over, you go visit them and try to at least show a presence. That way it'll keep those people on their toes, where they won't say, well, let's go and steal his gold watch and I'll give him an aspirin instead of the pill he's supposed to be taking. So I can go sell it out on the street.
Right.
And all that stuff goes on, you know.
And you know the background I come from, kind of fighting against, you know, money corruption. To see that in the to see that very thing that I fight against on a different level, you know, in the medical field, is just disgusting to me. It makes me fear for those who are, you know, who are innocent in these bad situations a lot.
Well, here in Florida, you know, who's responsible for a lot of that, and the people don't realize it, is Rick Scott.
Oh, yeah. Lord Voldemort, as they say.
The Vulture is what I call him.
He does look like the Vulture, doesn't he?
Yeah, if you ever seen a Spider-Man comic book, Spider-Man used to have to fight this old
He definitely looks like the old Vulture. You're actually talking to a comic book geek, and you're right. He does look like the old Vulture.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
hey,
anyway.
Chance, did you see my last message to you before you went on the air?
I can only mess with so many devices and all. I'm trying, you know, without trying to make something go wrong, because electronic devices mess up real easy.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, maybe we can save that for another show when there's more time. But I asked you a little question, something I've been considering, and you know, I don't want to really make it public yet. But I wanted your input on it. So just take a look, and maybe we'll talk about it next time.
All right. We'll have more shows. Of course, tomorrow I plan to do another show. But while I still have a little time, I wanted to update my super friends out there about what I went through just these last few days. In these last few days, a good friend of mine that I talk to almost every single day hung himself. And all with in a chain up in one of these storage units. See, I have a little secret hideout in a storage unit that I come to and all, and this is where I hang out most of the time, you know, in my Justice Crusader secret hideout. Well, across the way there, my young guy, you know, he's not old like me, 49, almost 50, so. I've lived through all the stuff and all, and they can't throw anything new at me, it seems, but they'll never make me kill myself. But my friend there hung himself with a chain up inside of that unit, and supposedly stood on a bucket, and from what my impression and what we found out so far, she kicked the bucket from out from underneath him and let him hang himself, and guess he thought it was a joke. Next thing you know, I got the cops banging all over at my place asking me about why my friend killed himself, thinking, and then that woman was there trying to act like it was something like I had anything to do with it. I didn't have nothing to do with it. And I don't even know what was going on, but, you know, weird people.
Oh, man,
and then on top of it, just yesterday, and she had these little dogs. And already, I know that one dog she had left in that storage unit, she'd leave these little dogs up in the storage unit, and I think one died, as far as I know.
Yeah.
One of them died. And then, so I told this lady.
I heard something about that on the news the other day. The epidemic of that, too, has been pretty bad lately down here in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not the same one. But this other lady... This lady I'm talking about, this woman, and she had these other two dogs up in that place. Too hot, so I knew that, and they were in there barking, and I went and told the worker, the lady who runs the office here at the storage center, and she went ahead and cut the lock open and got them out, and then she brought them home and gave them a bath and fed them, and they were all sweating. There was no water, no food for them. And that's the same place, the same unit that guy hung himself in. So now she's been calling the lady up today and cursing her out and everything because she took those dogs out of that storage unit. Like, what does she want to do? Turn it into a death unit? You know, so I was
wanting
to look. My super friends there know what's going on, the stuff that I deal with. And so then I went ahead and I told about it, and the lady cut the lock and got those dogs out of there and saved them. And I have somebody, actually two different people, say, you should mind your own business. All right, mind my own business, right? You know, let these dogs die. Is that what you were saying? Is that what you're actually really telling me? I should just let the dogs die? And I'll tell
Is that
how
people really think.
Yeah. And here you go. I'll tell you how sickly they are. I'll tell you how sickly they are. Because after the guy killed himself in that unit, a few hours later, see, they were living up in that unit, and she, the owner of the place, came in to go check out the place after the coroner unhooked the guy from the chain and they hauled him out of there. And she was, and then they came back to look. He was laying in the bed, stripped naked. All right. So the very people, the very two guys that I told, that told me I should mind my own business, when they heard, they were out there joking about, if I would have found her stripped naked, you know what I would have done? Ha, ha, ha. What a bunch of evil, disgusting people Matt Legend has to face all the time. You know what I'm talking about there? They're all they could think about, they don't care about the guy that killed himself. They don't care about the little dogs up in the place that's burning in hell. No, they think, oh, yeah, a lady in there, laying in there stripped naked. You know what I would do. Makes me so sick. Makes a bad name for good men like, because, you know, not all men are like that. No, but a lot of them are, and it makes me sick. They make me disgusting, puking sick. And so that's the idea.
Actually, I've been dealing with that a little bit personally myself more recently. I have someone that I was dating for a period of time who, let's just say, has reached a point of mental instability and actually did accuse me of trying to be that way with her. And I was just like, you know me well, Master Legend. Anybody who knows me knows I would not harm a fly.
You're a true man of honor.
So it's like the fact that people like that are still out there in the world, that like, what's wrong with their mind that puts them there? But then there's also people out there that will falsely accuse somebody too, and that's not cool either.
Yeah, and those are the ones that'll do it too. The very ones that point the finger are the ones that are the false witnesses. Because they don't want a guy like us around that they know, expose them and try to bring some true justice and save the dogs or whatever. You know, they don't like
exactly.
That. Like evilness. Makes me
it's
so sick.
Darkness, man. Me too. Damn shame.
So that's what I was dealing with. But anyway, while I still have a few minutes left on the show, I'd like to introduce you officially to Silver Eagle, good old friend of mine. Silver Eagle, I know you're still there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, this is
greetings.
My friend.
Live long and prosper.
Captain Kirk. This is good old
Hello.
Captain Kirk. And you may have seen his picture before with me on a few times. He's the man who gets around in a wheelchair and crutches at times because, but he's still out there fighting the battle where other people that don't even have anything wrong with them are just laying around on the sofa and they don't care about nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly why I do what I do, because, in the situations that I've been, I've done it as proof that, If the system can stand against someone like me, they'll stand against anybody.
That's right. You've been in the jailhouse, and they try to do you wrong like that. I'm Silver Eagle. Our show is almost over. It goes fast. The old Master Legend show. So I guess I'm gonna have to say goodbye here in a minute. But before I say goodbye, I've got something for all those evil people out there. Here we go. Let me try it out. Here it goes. All those evil people, this is what you get. I'm hoping it works. Let's see. Come on now.
Oh. What?
Ha ha! You got flushed down the toilet. That's what you're going to get from now on from us, because we don't like you evil people.
Well put, my friend.
Yeah.
Well put.
Gate double flush. Yeah. They're so evil, you got to flush them twice.
Courtesy flush.
Yeah. Well, all right, friend. Yeah, the courtesy flush, because I tell you, even before they come, you can already smell them. All right, super friends. it's time for me to go. The show has ended. And next time we'll be around tomorrow. All right, super friends, I'll see you later.